Hi, I'm John Tankard.
And I'm Elizabeth Tankard, and we are Carless in OKC.
One of the best side effects of not owning a car is that we've really come to know our neighborhood.
Downtown is our neighborhood, including what we can walk to, like Automobile Alley, Midtown, Film Row, and Deep Deuce.
Because we're limited in how far we can go, we've made good use of the restaurants, shops, and services in our general vicinity.
It feels so good to go to Thai Kitchen on Dean McGee, where the owners refer to us as the young couple. We love Thai food, and having such a delicious option close to us means we'll be there a few times per month.
We've also made good friends with the owners of Broadway Wine Merchants in Automobile Alley.
We get recommendations for drinks and activities every time we visit the store. We feel welcome and like we're a part of their community.
Having personal relationships with the people who work at the businesses we frequent helps us feel like we're really living an urban lifestyle.
And downtown Oklahoma City is growing quickly.
It seems like every month there is a new restaurant opening, and there are several new towers scheduled for downtown.
With all the construction that has occurred in the area, we've gotten to see how a construction site changes day to day.
I'm fascinated with the process. Constructing a building from beginning to end is a huge task, and seeing the progression from structural elements, new floors going up, and the details of design helps me to understand how a new building will impact the character of the area.
Unfortunately, a huge portion of the construction in downtown is for vehicle parking.
Jane Jacobs, the Canadian-American author, most famous for her book on urban studies, The Death and Life of Great American Cities, once said, "When distance and convenience sets in, the small, the various, and the personal wither away."
From our apartment window, 7 parking garages and 8 surface parking lots are visible. I imagine the total number of visible parking structures will only continue to increase into the near future.
Most of these parking structures are completely underutilized after business hours Monday through Friday, and completely empty on weekends. Some of the garages are private as well, making them even more useless as no one from the public can even access them if they do visit downtown.
It's troubling to see so much space of the downtown area, our neighborhood, being turned into something only to accommodate commuters between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. These spaces feel cold and empty when we go out in the evening and leave large gaps void of any human warmth and life.
The contrast between the places we like to visit and the parking garages we have to walk by to get there is not conducive to a thriving downtown community. I mean, what's the real point of having so many jobs downtown if everybody commutes in?
To quote Jane Jacobs again, "You can't rely on bringing people downtown, you have to put them there."
Which implies that how downtowns are designed will determine their use. Is downtown designed around the car, so that everyone lives far away? Is that the best use of downtown real estate? Or is it designed with the thought that it will be inhabited, and designed around people at the human scale?
I know that it's not practical to have everyone who works downtown live downtown, but I would like to see more respect for the downtown as a place that people live, not just work.
Building garages into new towers would be a start, and though more expensive, I think a reasonable prerequisite for tower construction downtown.
Retail and business space at ground level should also be a high priority. Without it, we aren't actually creating urbanity, we're just making tall suburban-style development.
And finally, pedestrian and bicycle infrastructure should be a priority, not easily removed by the addition of a new parking garage.
Downtown Oklahoma City is on the verge of becoming a great place to live. We enjoy it and hope that leaders in the community continue to make progress that is tempered by a respect for history and the people who already live and will come to live in the area.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say.
Thanks for listening. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm John. What does it take to live without a car in Oklahoma City? We're trying to find out. You can follow all of our experiences at carlessinokc.blogspot.com. Or at Twitter handle, CarlessinOKC.
Oh, the postman always brings the mail. Through rain or snow or sleet or hail, I'll work and work the whole day through.